they knew me or had heard about me, and right away I could see they were afraid. Everything about me, the clothes I wore, my hair, the way I spoke, and the way I walked, everything said I was from the other side. They clustered around Beto as if hoping he would save them. "Don't worry," Beto told me, "just start." I put some music on the boombox and began moving around the floor. "Come on, guys," I said. "Let's have some fun. Let's dance." I was laughing at myself and the whole crazy scene in that church hall. The kids were watching and gradually moved away from Beto. They started laughing with me and moving with the music. Soon we were all on the floor together. It was a Saturday in the middle of the day, and I wasn't stone. I was dancing with a bunch of 8- and 9-year-olds, teaching them my favorite moves. I really liked it. I chose an old Michael Jackson track, Bad, and choreographed a routine that showed two gangs who become friends through the music. Instead of confronting each other with weapons, they competed with their dance styles. The kids practiced hard, and the whole routine turned out really well. We went down to the competition, and we won.